Eddie, who had a nodding acquaintance with 10 more years of history than this fellow, nodded.
You're probably right. In any case, thanks for the info. Just trying to save you some time.
And as Eddie opened the driver's side door of John Cullum's Ford sedan,
You been in a fight, mister? You look kind of bunged up. Also, you're limping.
Eddie had been in a fight, all right. Had been grooved in the arm and plugged in the right calf. Neither wound was serious, and in the forward rush of events, he had nearly forgotten them. Now they hurt all over again. Why in God's name had he turned down Aaron Deepnose's bottle of Percocet tablets?
Yeah, he said, that's why I'm going to Lovell. Guy's dog bit me. He and I are going to have a talk about it.
Bizarre story, didn't have much going for it in the way of plot. But he was no writer, that was King's job. In any case, it was good enough to get him back behind the wheel of Cullum's Ford Galaxy before the power guy could ask him any more questions, and Eddie reckoned that made it a success. He drove away quickly. You got directions? Roland asked.
Yeah.
Good. Everything's breaking at once, Eddie. We have to get to Susanna as fast as we can. Jake and Per Callahan, too. And the baby's coming. Whatever it is. May have come already.
Turn right when you get back out to Kansas Road, the power guy had told Eddie. Kansas as in Dorothy, Toto, and Auntie M. Everything breaking at once. And he did. That put them rolling north.
The sun had gone behind the trees on their left, throwing the two-lane blacktop entirely into shadow.
Eddie had an almost palpable sense of time slipping through his fingers like some fabulously expensive cloth that was too smooth to grip.
He stepped on the gas, and Cullum's old Ford, although wheezy in the valves, walked out a little. Eddie got it up to 55 and pegged it there. More speed might have been possible, but Kansas Road was both twisty and badly maintained.